Zivin now, Zivin says like this. Loishon, when was this learnt? Rashi says, the Tafas Loshon Rishon, when do we say this? El Diyama, Mincha. He says Loshon Mincha Menasarim. He says the word Mincha first. So Rashi says, Dikul Meim Aven, Kibun Diyama Mincha, Le Mincha Gemura Mechav. He meant to say Mincha Gemura. Avul Loyama Mincha Loi. If he doesn't say the word Mincha first, then I would not say it. Avloa says, Avloma Mincha Asarim. Mincha asoyim koi upata. Or he says what is mincha min asoyim, but if he says mincha asoyim, then no. So when do we say tafas lo rishon? You say mincha min asoyim, but mincha asoyim is different. Of course, the more doesn't say this. So Rashi said this. The more doesn't say it too clearly. Lashon el diyom mincha. So Rashi is saying it means. Mincha minaser, mavaloi am a minchaloi. Yosef Rav Nachman v'komolol la'shmaita. Said over this halacha. Say say Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says what kenach. Somebody says he wants to bring a mincha of coarse flour. Still Yovi says he has to bring fine flour. Lav isn't the case talking about to loyom a mincha. He didn't say the word mincha min hakemach, but he said mincha kemach. And still you say we say Tafas Lashon Rishon. Someone says, Loi, the Yama Mincha could be here also. Person says, Mincha, Min HaKemach. Since it's Lashon Min HaKemach, again we could say, Tafas Lashon Rishon, he was Mechayv himself a good Mincha. The same thing again, the Mishnah says, V'loi Shemin Ulevoina. The guy has to bring a Mincha without Shemin Ulevoina. So again, the Mishnah says, Yovi Shemin Ulevoina. He has to bring Shemin Ulevoina. So my love, aren't we talking about again, Lo Yama Mincha? He only said, Minchas, Beloy Shem Beloy Levoino Loy Diyama Mincha. He said the word Mincha first. How do you touch it up here? Rashi says El Harei Alai Kemach. Yeah. Here also some Harei Alai. Mr. Havminos, he said Harei Alai Beloy Shem Beloy Levoino. Someone says no. About the case first, he says Harei Alai Mincha. Then he said Beloy Shem Beloy Levoino. So therefore, since he said Harei Alai Mincha first, we say Tafas Lashon Rishon, therefore the Mincha is Chal. Said that the Mishnah says, Chatzi Yisaron, so Yavi Yisaron, you have to bring a regular Yisaron, Shiris Shalom, a complete Yisaron. Again, the Havim was my love, Lo Yama Mincha, he just says, Arei Alai Chatzi Yisaron, so where's the Tafas Lashon Rishon? Again, the Mishnah says, Loi, Yama Mincha, he says, Arei Alai Mincha, Min Chatzi Yisaron. So the Mori Hocha, Yisraim, the same was the same to say, Yisaron Umachzo, Harei Alai Mincha, he says, Mina Yisroin Umachzom, it says, Yavishnam, you have to bring two Yisroinus. The more question is why? Kivan Diyome Mincha Ichayv Le Bisroin. As soon as it said, Lashon Mincha meant in Chayv Sofa Yisroin. Kiyome Chatz Yisroin Le Klum Koma. Then when he says the Chatz Yisroin, every time means nothing. Rashi says, Velasi Chashriz, Velaisi Chad Yisroin Vesula, let him only bring one Yisroin and not more. If Min HaMincha comes first, and that means an Yisroin, and then he says the Chatz Yisroin, so there's no Tafas Lashon Rishon of that. So maybe it'll be Tafas Lashon Rishon, which is only one Yisroin. Because you only have here to bring one Yisroin, maybe only one Yisroin, maybe. So Mor says, Lord Tzrit, the case is the Yomar Harei Alai Mincha Chatz Yisroin V'Yisroin. That's the way he said. So the Harei Alai Mincha, Yisroin V'Chatz Yisroin. The chiv and the yama mincha suit, he says the word mincha, he chayv lay bisaron. He has a chiv to bring a complete bisaron. Ki yama chatz bisaron v'loy klum. Comma, that's like saying nothing. Ki hod ram bisaron, again when he said though bisaron, my bisaron achrin has to be on the Mishnah. That's why he has to end up bringing to his lioness. Nech nami, the chatz bisaron in the middle means nothing. But since he said a mincha first, and in bisaron at the end, that's the two lioness. But in Mar Yoch, you said that's the pshat of Shimon Toiter. Why is it not Kederach Hamisnadvim? Am I? Why isn't Kederach Hamisnadvim? If he says Harei Alai Mincha first, and that means Tafas Lashon Rishon, says Mechayv himself to bring a regular mincha. So why should Rabbi Shimon argue? Amar Rava Nechnami, Rabbi Shimon Beshitas Rabbi Yosi Yomra. Rabbi Shimon Tak argues on Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi Shita. The Yomra that he says. No, it's not only the first thing you said, that even the last things you say also we listen to. So the kiss, we have to listen to the whole thing you said. If you listen to the whole thing you said, that's not called Yimanadeh Kederach HaMasnadvim. You did not do this Kederach HaMasnadvim, that's not called a good mincha. Tenechnami, Sarmatana Kamers, he holds like Veshamai, that we say Tofes Loshen Rishon. Now the Mishnah says, Misnadeh Vodem Mincha Shal Shishim Esloinim. Person can mechaib himself to bring one mincha that has 60 Esloinim of flour. And Umeivim B'Kli Echad. He's supposed to bring it in one kli. That's the cloud that 60 could fit into one kli. What's going to be the in Moma? Let's say he says, "Harei shishim v'yechad." I want to bring a mincha of 61 esrenim. Then the cloud is maybe shishim v'kliyechad. You have to bring 60 in one, but v'yechad v'kliyechad. Another one in another kli. You cannot bring 61 in one kli. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara why, because it's not fit for blila. It's too big, too much flour. You can't mix it up well with the shemen. If you can bring more than 60 in one kli, shetein kiba maybe biyom tov rishon shachag shachalias b'shabbes shishim v'yechad, that they brought 61 and daya leyochid sheyepochas min atzibur echad. It's daya, it's enough for a yochid. He can't bring as much as the tzibur, so the most he can bring is 60 in one kli. He says what? The servants from Akrivan, the OCM, the first day of Sukkot, they brought 13 Torim, and the Mincha was Shleish Esreinu Lepar, was 3 for a par. So 3 times 13, that's 39 Esreinu. And then they had what? Shnei Enim, which was 2 Esreinu, that's another 4. Yeah. And then they had 14 Kfosim, and each one has one Yisarin, so that's 14. So together, they come out to be 61. So 61, I don't know how they want to write, they did all in one shot, but yeah. So therefore, it's enough for Yochid not to bring more than 60 in one kli. So Mr. Marinello, let me just say like this. The Omer of Shem says, follow Eilu Leporim, V'yenu l'kvosim, v'yenu nevlolim zem zem. Like who said they put them all in one kli? There were different menachas. One was for the parm. For the parm you have to have 3 esreinim. And for the kvosim you have to have 1. So they're not mixed together. Nechlam, it was not all in one big kli. Eilu the pshat is like this. The reason why you can't have more than 60 in one kli, not because of the svarim learned out from the korban tziva. Eilu the svarim, you have shimmies like this. Eilu ad shishi mechadom libolam. If you up until 60 esreinim of flour, you can make good blili to mix up the shem and the kli well. Omulog, they said back to him, what kind of svar is that? Shishim nevlolim, shishim vech, ein nevlolim. How do you know to say that? 60 esreinim could be mixed up well with its oil in one kli, but 61 nothing. How do you know to say that? Omulog, he answered back, yes, you have a right to say this. Kol midos hacham kain. That's all the meters of the Chama like this. The Chama have a right to say clearly what a measurement is. The Chlal is the Aboyim Sotav, the Mikvah, the least Aboyim Sotav Mikvah. The Aboyim Sotav Chosa Kurtav, if it's missing a little bit, and the Yochalitva then. The Chama tells us clearly the Shia of the Mikvah. Less than that is possible. Okay. The Gemara says, Shoyal Shilo Lamalam Rev Yudabari Loi. He asked him the Shiloh. How do we know to say that loy maray alay shishim v'yechod, son of 61, maybe shishim b'kli yechod, v'yechod b'kli yechod? How do you know this? So Pachas of Yudah bar Eloi, he opened up and said, Pesach, he started here, Yudah bar Eloi, Rosh Shemadar Mechumav, he was the first talker all over. Romney said like this, Shekein Motzim, like it's on the Mishnah, Shekein Motzim Utsibur, Meviim beyond the Rishon Shachag Shachalias B'Shabbes Shishim V'Yechad. It brings 61 Esreinim for the Menachas of the Kabbonis. Then, and so Dai LeYochad Shiyuchas Menatzi Brechad. A Yochad has to have at least one less than that. Almulah Reb Shimon Shimon says back to Malkan Pshat of this. For LeElu Porim V'Yelim V'Elu Kvosim. That the different Menachas, they're not mixed together. It's not in one kli. Elu Belosin Ova. One has very thick. V'Elu Belosin Raka. One has a lot of shemen there. Elu b'losan shachris, v'elu b'losan ben abayim. How can you mix up the two? one is brought in the morning, one is brought in the evening, how can you mix up the two menachas here? Yeah. You don't mix them up together. Omulav, he said back to him, Emor Atos, you say what the pshat is. Omulav, he said back to him, listen, the way one of the pasuk says, V'chol mincho blulu b'shemin. Every mincha has been mixed up with oil, V'chareva. And it is a mincha chareva without shemin. It's Ko'omu Torah, Havo mincha shechonu libolo. You have to have a mincha that's possible at least to mix up the mincha with the shemin. So Omulav, he said back to him, so how do you know to say, Beshishim nevlolim, Shinuch v'yachar en nevlolim, how do you know to say, that? Punk 60 yes, 61 no. Omulav, he said back to him, yes, Kol midas chachom kenes hold the mitzvah chomu. That baboyim so tevu, baboyim so achos akutav, and yochol litfo. Kibetza metama tum asaychlin. If you have enough food, you have the size of an egg worth of food, metama tum asaychlin. Kibetza achos asumshus, missing a little bit less than that, ain't metama tum asaychlin. Shloisha, shloisha metama medrus. You have a kli or a beged. That's three, I suppose. But three is worth metama tum medrus. Shloisha, shloisha achos animas, missing one string. Ain't a matama medrus. That's the clown. So chom have right to make up a clear klal, a clear measurement. See, here the measurement is 60 asrenim could be mixed up, but 61 cannot be mixed up well. So the famous question is, even though it can't be mixed up, so what? We learned in the Mishnah before that im loy bolol kosher. If you have a mincha that you just put the oil into the mincha, even though you do not mix it up at all, so it's kosher. So why do I care if you can't mix it up? Even without mixing it up, it's kosher. So Miss Amar Reb Zerb there says the klal is kol haroya lebila and bila makabes boy. Anytime it's fit to be mixed up, even though you didn't mix it up, still it's kosher. But for kol she'ein haroya lebila, anytime it's not fit to be mixed up, even if you want to mix it up, you can't. Then true bila makabes boy. Here also, if you have 61 esrenim in a kli, it's not fit to mix it up well. Therefore, even though you don't need the mixing, but it has to be fit to mix it up. Here it's not fit, therefore it's possible. Omar Rabbi Beva, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yes, so it looked like this, that Maisa once happened before Dachas, is one mule, Shel Beis Rebbe, Shemesa, the animal, this mule died, and blood came out from it. The Shir Chachom Nezdom of Revius, the Chomo Meshad of Revius Dam came out, they said, now this halacha has too much novena on it. Rashi says, Lay dim yeshpa revius, if you for show me menu, can a vela have the same tumor like an avela? So Rashi, since we're talking about shirim before, it says over this shir also. So mashma that the dam of an avela also has tumas novela on it. That's what they said over. On this Mosiv Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, here's the question I did. It says, Hey Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, they both said over this, our dam novela should tell, they held no. But the dam that comes out of a novella is tor. Only the novella of the bosser is tomei, not the dam. And the Yom Yishuv ben Meseira, Maisa once happened, v'ho yu noichrin arudoyis laroyis. Used to like spare, like make the mules die, kill them, let the blood come out, in order to feed it to the arroyis of the lions. Used to Rosh HaMelech in the stadium of the king. And so there's not a blood going on from the animals there, from the novellas. And the people went on the regal. Their feet up until their ankles were full of blood. So the kids, so they touched the dam novella. And nobody said anything to them. So Chorus Mashma clearly that the dam of the novella is not tummy. Sishtika kept quiet. So Omulay Rab Zrika said back to him, my time, Omulay Kamahadamar, how come you didn't answer him back? Why do you keep quiet for? So Omulis said back to him, listen, Hechi Hadle, what should have I said? That the Omer, Rabbi Chonin, Rabbi Chonin said like this, that the Pasuk says, Boho, Yuchayach Atlui Mechor Minoged, that your life should be hanging for you, that means Zehalachet, Fuah Mishan Lashana. You buy wheat from one year for another year. Rashi says, Shane, like Karkalis, you don't have your own Karka to plant on. Vainu Chayiv, your life is Tlui in somebody else, you don't know whether you'll get for next year or not. Then the Pasuk says, "A pachta chol laila b'yomim that zeh lakech tfuah me'erev Shabbos ne'erev Shabbos. You buy from me'erev Shabbos ne'erev Shabbos. V'yatamim b'chayecha v'yasemech al apalti, you semech on somebody else on the baker, but you can't do it yourself. Now, v'hu gavra, that person, v'hu gavra al palta samech, he was samech on the palta. Rashi says, adidei kama, to al palta samechino v'yandantim nishevas loshav loy. So you have to say, like, I'm samech on somebody else for their food, so I didn't have enough dance to answer back, and he didn't have a good answer. So first of my hevelo, what was the maskono? Of Rav Yesi, Rav Yehuda, Marizim of Edesiyah, Rav Lishmanta, yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue. I'll do this next Gemara again on the next page. We'll stop here. You were holding Daf Kuf Dalad Amar Aleph. Okay, the last shayla was, is there such a tumor of dam of a behemoth in the Vela? So, the first was Rav Beva, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, brought down a maisa that they once measured out the Revi's dam from a Vela to give a tumor. And then Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisna asked the question that he said the opposite, that Dam Nevelis was Tor. So he asked him back, how come you didn't answer it? So he answered back and said, how could I answer him? The last Gemara was that Rabbi Zerika said back to him, my time, how come you didn't answer Mar? So he answered back and said, listen, I'm very tired, and the last Tzukum Mar, V'hoye Chayecha Tluyim Lecho Mineged, Zilakeach Tfu Mishang Lashono, Pachtecho Balai Leviyom Zilakeach Tfu Miyar Shabbat Ar Shabbos, you have to rely upon other people. And the Gemara says on top, Yaakov Dalid,